are continuing our visit with the candidates running for Lubbock City Council. And joining me in studio right now, running for re-election for the Lubbock City Council, is Councilwoman Karen Gibson. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you.
Well, you know, the city council obviously has been in the news quite a bit. You guys tend to make the news quite a bit. What do you see going forward as some of your top priorities? You're running for re-election, which means, you know, you've got to have a vision going forward into another term. What are some of those priorities?
I do. Of course, we've got the police station that we've got to get done. Mm-hmm. We've got generation. Those two are very big. And I know this is very controversial with you, but I am still working on my synthetic marijuana fight.
Right.
I am not going to stop that. It's working. We've given out, as of the end of the year last year, we've given out 45 citations for that. And we are still continually working on that ordinance to make it stronger. I'm not going to give up on
And you say it's working, but there have been stories that have come out saying that it's not working.
Well, here's the challenge with that.
Right.
They continue to tweak those compounds. We will be adding next month 30 more compounds to that.
Okay.
So we stay on top of it, but they tweak them so fast, mm-hmm. you know, you just got to stay with it. So we'll be adding 30 more to that. We're working with the DA's office. We're working with the DPS office. We're working with agencies, any agency we can. I've been to Amarillo and talked with their group there, their DA groups in Borger and all around there, trying to see what they're doing. They're fighting the same fight we are all over the state. We visited with Charles Perry. He actually brought a bill to the floor that didn't even get to come out of committee. So, you know, it's not just local. It is statewide, but we're not giving up and I'm still going to fight it. If I have to go to Austin and fight it.
What do you think? And the mayor has come out, the mayor mm-hmm. voted against, the ordinance.
Yes.
Saying that, okay, you know, for minors, we understand it. I think just about everyone out there says, yeah, ban the stuff. Minors don't, you know, they don't need to get a hold of it. The mayor says that he would like to put some teeth into that portion where it's not necessarily going after adults, but going after these businesses that sell to minors. Is that something that's going to be focused on going forward?
I think we're going to focus on the totality of it. It'll be the substance period. I'm not sure it'll just be minors. Mm-hmm. The phone calls I get, the emails I get are not just minors.
Right.
It's, you know, I have people calling me with their 24, 25 year old kids saying, please do something. And I get these constantly. Mm-hmm. So it's not just minors. And once they're on it, it's very, very difficult to come off. You have people that are actually on this stuff and have come off of it calling me saying, you've got to do something. This is a horrible substance.
If they keep changing it, though.
They do.
Then how do you get rid of it?
Well, and that's the challenge. You know, there's so many loopholes. Do you go with the packaging? Do you go with that as a whole since it's potpourri? But then if you look at that, you're knocking out Dillard's selling potpourri or, you know,
sure.
something like that. So you've got to look at the whole thing.
Right.
And that's what we're working on now.
Visiting with Councilwoman Karen Gibson running for re-election. City Council District 5, you brought up power generation.
Yes.
2019. LPNL, there's a lot of friction between the City Council and LPNL right now. How do you move forward? How do we really move forward? Because we've had folks who have said it's going to be hard for everyone to kind of get together on this if everyone's fighting.
Well, and, you know, I think there's got to be a compromise somewhere. I've sat in those meetings for 4 years, Chad, and I've listened and listened and listened and listened to presentation after presentation on generation. Mm-hmm. There is so much to learn. There is so much to take in. And now we've got basically a fairly new board that's having to take all this in too.
Right.
And listen and learn. Black and Veatch has done an incredible job at giving good presentations and good options. They're just going to have to make a decision whether they're going to go with the simple cycle or combined cycle, how much bringing wind energy in, bringing whatever they're going to do. And I think they're going to do a combination of wind energy and everything that they can bring in mm-hmm. to keep costs down. Obviously, I mean, you're looking at a huge amount of money.
Sure.
Huge. So now I think, what do you do? Do you do the big one combined cycle that you don't run but still have to pay for? Or do you do the single cycle or simple cycle, smaller one that you're running? What do you do?
Right.
I think there's just so many options out there that, which one are they going to bring to us and ultimately make that decision on?
How much faith do you have? And I've asked some of the other candidates this question as well. How much faith do you have in the leadership? Not so much the electric utility board, but the actual leadership over at LPNL.
I tell you, I think Gary is a good engineer. I like Gary Zing. I think Dr. Zing is a very nice man. A lot of people can say that it's a communication breakdown, and I disagree with that. I think it's a management style. He has a different management style than what I would prefer. The board obviously doesn't see it that way. I disagree with the board.
Okay. Visiting with Councilwoman Karen Gibson, let's take a look at some other issues that are out there that may come up in future council meetings. One of those, and if you've talked about this before, texting while driving ban.
Yes.
Is something that has been brought up by you and I think Councilman Jim Gerlt.
Yes.
As well. Is that something you see coming up again before the Lubbock City Council?
I do. And there again, we have had many meetings with our legal counsel on that. I have actually talked to, some people with the Tech Student Government about that. They are 100% behind a texting ban. They are not 100% behind a complete hands-free ban. So kind of that's where we're at. I think you've got mixed emotions.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of all over the board on that. I know there's a lot of distractions. I get that. I absolutely get that. And, but I think something's going to have to be done. You drive down the road, you see people texting, and they're just weaving everywhere. And it's causing a lot of problems. And the more traffic we get in Lubbock, the more congested Lubbock gets, especially in Southwest Lubbock. And you've been down that road.
Sure.
And you look over and you see them texting. And you have to admit it, whether you want
to
or not.
Oh, sure. You do see it. And outgoing Councilman Todd Klein, he's brought up the fact that, don't we already have laws on the book that would cover this?
You know what? And I've actually visited with several policemen,
mm-hmm.
and it gives them one more tool. It's another tool. We have distracted driving. In answer to that, yes. But it gives them another tool. And I've said many times, it's no different than drinking and driving, but if you see them texting, it'll give them a reason to pull them over for that and give them a citation for that.
Right.
So it discourages it. Now, you've got the ones that say, well, they'll just put it in their lap.
Mm-hmm.
So that will give you the reason to go ahead and do the complete ban. Now, I am not on board with that yet. I'm really not. I'm just not there yet. So we're still working on it. We're still trying to come to a compromise, and Jim has worked very hard on it with me.
But right now you're for a texting while driving ban, not for an overall ban on, I guess, cell phones while you drive, talking on your
yes.
cell phone, what, you know, GPS, stuff like that. That may be something different.
Now the GPS, in my opinion, that's the same as texting.
Okay.
So I think that needs to be included.
Okay.
And I think that was a flaw in the first one.
All right.
I do.
Visiting with Councilwoman Karen Gibson, we have to take our first break. When we come back, we will continue our discussion. We will also open it up for you guys to call in as well, 770-5790. Toll free, 1-800-687-0790. Councilwoman Karen Gibson, running for re-election in City Council District 5 here in Lubbock. We'll be right back. Back on the Chad Hastie Show, News Talk 790 KFYO. 770-5790, toll free 1-800-687-0790. Councilwoman Karen Gibson in studio discussing her re-election campaign, City Council District 5. And we were talking about texting while driving, man. Got a few drive-by callers who were calling in and, you know, had their thoughts. Like you said, it's a passionate issue. There are people on all sides. One of the drive-bys asking, well, you know, there are all kinds of distractions inside the car, you know, brand new cars. You've seen them have a real nice console, everything right there, where you can touch all the buttons, go through, you can program your GPS, you can do all of that. What is the, and you can even run your, you know, your texting now through the car. Mm-hmm. Do you think technology is going to change it to where a texting while driving ban right now is sort of on the verge of becoming really not needed because of technology?
Well, and that's something we've been discussing. So, I will say to that person, that is something that we have been discussing. Mm-hmm. Possibly. I do think that with the new technology in the cars, you know, you can voice it.
Right.
So, but you still have those with it in their face. Mm-hmm. So you have to address that too. But yes, I mean, I think with all the new technology and the new cars, the problem is not everybody has a new car.
Right. And you brought the police and giving them, and this is just, this would be another tool
just
for them.
Just a tool.
Have the police said that they want this?
Some have, some haven't.
Okay.
So, you know, you've got mixed feelings on both sides. I tell you, and, you brought up that the mayor had said that you have different, laws or different ordinances in each city.
Sure.
What would be nice is if the state would do something so we have a blanket, and that would be ideal. Mm-hmm. So that you go from city to city and you're not doing something in Dallas that you have to do in Abilene. That would be ideal, but that's just not going to happen.
Another subject that's been brought up, and it was brought up a few months ago. There were a few stories in the news about a new group that had formed. They want to come through and they want to ban smoking in all bars. It would ban smoking, I believe, in bingo halls. It would ban smoking just about everywhere that people would go. How do you feel about that?
I would not support that.
Okay.
And the reason I would not support that, you know, I think what they want to do is fine. I understand why they want that. Mm-hmm. I think we have enough federal mandates. We have enough state mandates. I'm not going to go in and tell a business locally how to run their business. Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to go open a non-smoking bar, let them go open a non-smoking bar. They'll probably be packed every night.
Right.
I think that's their privilege. Mm-hmm. I also think that's the privilege of the bar owner today, if they choose to have smoking, to have smoking.
Right.
Now you have people bring up, well, you have the people that work there. I don't buy that. There are restaurants all over town that serve alcohol that are non-smoking.
Right.
That those people can work at.
Yeah. Employees chose to work there.
Those employees chose to work there knowing it was a smoking bar. I just, you know, and you look at even Caprock Cafe,
right,
who fought that tooth and nail in the beginning, and now they're doing very well every night, mm-hmm, because they're a non-smoking bar at night.
Right.
So,
but they made that choice.
They private. Made that choice along on their own a mm-hmm long time ago. So I could not support that. And I will say, you know, I understand why they want to do that. Mm-hmm. I could not support that.
Visiting with Councilwoman Karen Gibson running for re-election, just kind of to dovetail off of that a little bit, and it was brought up by another candidate, not in this race, but in another race, e-cigarettes and vapors. Is that something, I know the mayor commented on this a few weeks back, saying that's not even, right now it's not on the radar, but it's hard to pick up a newspaper or to log onto a website without seeing news about some city in particular banning or looking at banning e-cigarettes and vapors.
You know, I think that's going to be an issue in the future. I've been visiting with people that own shops that have those, mm-hmm, just trying to learn more about those.
Sure.
My goodness, there's a lot to learn about those. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it's going to come up. Where I stand on that right now, I'm not real sure, to be honest with you, because it's just vapor. But at the same time, learning and studying about my synthetic marijuana, they're putting all kinds of stuff in those things.
Right.
So where do you go with that?
Right.
And that's something that I'm going to look at.
The Northeast Lubbock Community Development Corporation has been in the news quite a bit. You have, I believe, expressed a little bit of anger towards that organization. Where are we right now with that organization as far as transparency goes? And if you had to vote again on throwing more funding towards the Northeast Lubbock Community Development Corporation, where would you go?
Well, let me tell you. Let me start off with saying, Chad, I think the premise of that is very good. I think the whole idea of that is wonderful. I have a challenge with how those funds are being spent. Mm-hmm. The $251,000 that we voted on, I did ask a lot of questions before I voted on that. And with some heartburn, I did say I had heartburn voting on that.
Right.
But I did vote for it. There were some issues and some questions. The reason I did vote for it was there were some questions with the shopping center, possibly if they went under being deeded back to the city. We don't need another building. There were some other issues there. Obviously, I asked Mr. White about Mr. Harris's salary. Anyway, I did vote for that. Now, the royalties going towards North and East Lubbock, I voted against that, and I would do that again today.
And there's still one more vote towards that.
There is still one more vote towards that. I will probably vote against that again.
Okay.
I would tell you, at this point, I will probably not vote for any more funds to go there unless things change drastically. I would like to see that go another way. Mm. Those funds go another way, not necessarily not still towards North and East Lubbock and Central Lubbock, but just possibly not funneled through North and East Lubbock Development Corporation.
Okay. Real quickly, we had somebody on the phones, but they bailed out, so we can continue to talk about this. You are in a unique position. You are the only incumbent so far to come on the show. So you have the unique knowledge of knowing where we can cut, where we can spend as far as the budget goes going forward. Are there places where we can continue to cut spending?
You know, I am meeting in the budget process. One thing I dislike about our budget process is it's so formal. We have these budget meetings and they're very formal and we go around. So what I do is I'm meeting with every department head. I'm meeting with a department head every week and actually going line by line through their budget because that's what I want to know.
Right.
What do you really need and what can you really cut? Because I think that's important. As far as I know, I'm the only council person doing that. But I did that when I first started and I felt like it's probably something I need to be doing every single year. But it's certainly something that I'm doing this year because everything is so tight. So I'm meeting with them, a department head, every week and going through and seeing exactly what they need and exactly what can be cut. So, yeah, and we're working through it together because I think that's important. I think one-on-one, you get a lot more done and cut and what is really a necessity versus a want.
Councilwoman Karen Gibson, appreciate your time today, running for re-election in District 5. We'll, of course, have you back in studio at least one more time during this election process.